Begin the Gemara daf Masechtas Nozer daf Nun Zayin. Begin on the basic and test out the beginning was the Gemara Diktoni Ve'in Yedea, where I could prove this halacha that he was actually at a distance and he never knew, because it says and I don't know which one. Which is basically saying the Masechtas sounds like Shloim Nitlum Oilim that he never knew because he was at a distance. Shem Lahav Behem, he wasn't there. It doesn't say that I knew and I forgot. So Shmami, no, that proves his point that that's why it's considered Sabi Tam B'Shosa Yachin. Next test out the beginning words of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, wait a second, Bokovar Hakafa, which as the Merav Ranchberg is my Gia, the prince which part of the Gemara is actually on, Bezakin the Brit Hashchas are destroying and Hakafa Berish cutting off the hair in the head. But how could you go ahead and do this? Well, for sure by Hakafa Salaish, the second time around, it's gonna be Hakafa. So the Gemara answers as Tesla quotes Beisha by a woman, Mibresha Isha Shayna Sugaba Kaba. It's come at the head of a woman that's not prohibited in cutting off the pants. The Shimasamah, the Gemara dash and throat, the Kashi, the Mashkasi, and Bakaba, whoever is not in the problem of destroying the beer is not a problem of cutting off the pants. Then the question is, as Tesla Girsa is, Bokova Dashkas Zakrin, but you're ruining the beer, the Besavik Tiglachas Metzera when you're not sure about, which is the mission later enough in the Testament base. But maybe you have to do a haircut for the Metzayuk, or Megal Zikon the Metar, you cut off the beard with a razor, or a Kabbash Chasazak, and you're violating this of cutting off the beard by Kabbash Razor, and stuff again, those are going to pay out of doubt. That Shmuel also, again, the same answer, he says, to my Ishan Khan. Now, Tayyip quotes the words of the Gemara, that Rapunah said, if someone cuts off the pace of a child, he's liable, because the Chik, as Tayyip says, when the Chik has Rahman, like, say, keep it past, when the Tayyip says not to go around the corners of the here, is have a pace of cutting off, it's also one regarding the pace, the corners of the side locks of the minor. Now, so then, he had Rabbi Baba asked him, as Tayyip quotes, Vidi Dachman Megalach Lahain, so your children, who cuts off their pace? Because Shirabban Mikitam Megalach Mershem and Payasim, he saw that his children's heads were totally shaved, their heads with their pace. So Amalei, as Tezik quotes, he said to Mechayva, which as Tezik Ishtar, he said, was his wife. But Rav Tamir, Rav goes according to his reasoning, Dama B'samach, as the Gemara shortly says, Hanashim Tavs Lahaka, behold, women are permitted to cut off pays, to give them the in Be'isra and the Nikav, since they're not the subject of the Isra of having their pays cut off, less than them Be'isra of the Bakav, they're also not in the Isra of cutting off others' pays. So now Rav Adah answered him, as Tezik quotes, Chayva, Tikperinu Lebonei, let Chayva bury her sons, because as Tezik says, the Isuka of the She did a prohibition of cutting off the pays. And as Tezik quotes the words of Gemara, Kol Shani Mechula, all the years that he was married to, or he didn't have children when as Rav Adah was alive, as Tezik quotes, as we find elsewhere, this terminology, Kishkagash Yosem of Neshal, like an error that comes out from in front of the ruler, as Gemara says, Ma'ikot Nafiyot Ches, which by saying those words, he wasn't meriting children. So the Gemara says, Tezik quotes, Merti, let's see, Tavayu Svilu, both of them hold that Kabbis Kalaresh Ma'akaba, cutting up all the hair on the head, including the payas and the other hair, is considered a violation of cutting off the payas. How do we know this? So he said, Rapunda, Damaruk, is Chayv Magalchalu. When he answered the question, why is his kid payas cut off? He said his wife did it, which sounds like a Ishai Oiver, but a man would violate cutting off Avim Bishop Magalach Kalaresh, even though he cut off all the hair on the head, not only the payas. Bechinabanda, Damachayv Tik Rina Labandi, has said, let her bury her sons, Chayv Nensha. We see that she was punished, obviously because Yelda was wrong. So, even though you cut off all the hair, it's considered cutting off the pace. So the most question I say is, my plague, what are they disagreeing about? My time, what's their reasoning? So, and that the Gemara gives the understanding about the halachic differences they have. Now, in the opinion of Rav Huna, Tosha quotes in the words of the Gemara, because it says, Leisa Kifu, and next to Leisa Ashchas. So he says, whoever has this Ashchas has this of Hakafa. But as Tosfos quotes, these women are less than bashchasa, since they're not in the prohibition of cutting their beard because they don't have a beard, less than bashchasa, they're not a problem of cutting up the payas. And that's what says ben liyus nikavas, whether to be the subject of having the payas cut, ben lahakvachem, whether to cut off others' payas, and they were called Ravuna, they even allowed to cut off an adult's payas. But as Tosfos quotes the words of the Gemara, Vavad Ba'ab, Saba, he heals Echad Makab, Echad Nekab, Mashma. No, this, the pasuk is like, see, Kivur is including the one who's giving the haircut and the one who's getting the haircut. And we compare the two of them. Wherever the Nikav is Chayev, the Makav is also Chayev, and this child, since he himself is not a Bar Inchin, to be Chayev, so the Makav also, even the man, would not be Chayev. Which, as I explained, Pasha the Kra, the simple understanding of the passing, Badal Nikav Azrachmunda, most definitely the prohibition, the warning is for the one who's the subject who's getting his payas cut off. The Pasha Reshkum says, it says the corner of your heads, the one who's getting the haircut, Dina Nikav. Now, me, however, the cover Leisa Kifu, what is Rav Adah saying? But the fact that it says Leisa Kifu, Leisa Sukfu, it doesn't say the subjective. It talks about the thou as in the plural, the host of a lav, gamal makif, so the lav is also going on the one who's giving the haircut. And that is clear, as the Gemara says, it says, of course, l'hakash makif nikif, to compare the one who's giving the haircut, the one who's getting the haircut. In other words, k'lechad nikif b'chayubahu, whoever the subject is someone who's liable, k'l makif nam b'chayubahu, so whoever's giving the haircut is also going to be liable. Now, who caught the child, ho'i b'guva labar injinu, since he himself is not someone who's punishable age, b'le m'chayiv, and he's not liable, makif le, namal le m'chayiv, so the one who gives the haircut, the mezuz, not going to be chayiv. Yes, Tosfos adds on. He says, "Vafila ish." Even the man, sure, like kufi lakan, is allowed to give a haircut to a minor, according to Ravada. Now, says Tosfos, "Man, don't wonder, but not like Shas. Where did the Gemara know the Ravada Rabbah that he held mutlakar lakav as a cotton that an adult's allowed to give a haircut to a minor? Because the mashmalay, the Gemara understands him, and they come like Rav Huna for the fact that he said Rav Huna, but did Achman makav who cut off your kid's pays? The mashmalay sounds like because the according to me, I feel like the yeah, even an adult, you, the father, you could cut off your kid's pays. But according to you, he was asking. That's why it's according to you. Makav lahain, who cut them off? So why did he curse him if he held that even, forget about his wife, even Rav Huna himself could have cut off his kid's pays? That's according to the logic of Rav Huna himself. That he held that an adult's not allowed to cut off a minor's pays. And he says to him, keeping this out, since you hold adults not allowed to cut off a kid's pays, so then, according to your opinion, then your wife also is forbidden to cut off the pays of the minor. Because the Leis Smigli, take out the next word, Ravada, Lidresh, Ravada doesn't understand to make the drasha, whoever has this, has this about covering the pays, which is the source of Rav Huna, lift to Isha, to exempt a woman who cuts up other people's face. So since he doesn't hold of it, he held it was wrong for Rav Huna's wife to do this. Now, says really, he didn't hold that drasha like Rav Huna does. But Abba the kedushin very kavod and kedushin the first part of the darshin hachadigma actually makes this drasha because yesh mashchas yesh makabachulu. Whoever is the subject of the prohibition of cutting the shaving of the beard is the issur of cutting of the pay is, which the Gemara says clearly is lifted nashim hanikafis to exempt women from having their pays cut off. Says Taisa, he drasha my Ravada. Ravada agrees to that drasha. From the passion to cry, Ibnikov, because the simple understanding of Pasuk is too much the subject of the haircut, the Nikov. This Rav Huna is included in the word Leisakivu, which includes not only the Nikov, but also the Makiv Melishan, Leisakivu, and the word of Leisakivu, and on that of Makishalash Chasazak, and then that he compares to the cutting, to the shaving of the beard. Lift to Isha, my Kevin Savalagadal, to exempt a woman who cuts off the payas, even of an adult. That Ravada disagrees about, because the lesson of Hakash Akavalash Chaz, you can't compare cutting the payas to shaving the beard. It might the Ari Pashtik, only what the simple understanding of the Pasuk is, could give him a Nikov, which is the subject, but not for the Makiv. So Taisa said, "Hashda plig b'tarti." So it comes out that the machlik is on two different points. Rav Huna of Huna holds the isha shari lahakav bengal mekotn. A woman is allowed to cut off other people's pays with an adult, whether minor. The reason is, as he says, "Hoyil ba'in amashchasa in rakafa," since he's not in the prohibition of cutting the beard, not in the isra of cutting pays, and that's bein li is bahakafa. That's whether to be the subject of that cutting the pays. The ayin be'pashtik that the similar something pasuk is told. Bein lahakav b'chem also to cut off other people's pays. Now, Ravada said, Ravada held, Ravada isha b'tur malias nekeves. No, he agrees to that, as we just mentioned before, to be the subject, me'akeshu d'ashchasim, comparing it to the shaving of the beard, the ayu pei pashtako, which is similar to something in Pasuk Togma, and malishn d'leisei kifu, but from the wording of, in the plural of not to cut off, the d'ashin y'mene that we include from the eros l'chayv gam makim to hold liability also when the cuts off the pay is, gam me'isha chayeves b'ahu. No, a woman is liable for cutting other people's pays. But lo nifter me'akeshu d'ashchasim, that you cannot exempt her from comparing it to the shaving of the beard. Kimitla ayu pei pashtako, that's not the similar thing what the Pasuk is talking about. By then it's beloved, make people go and never she does violate negative provision because of an adult's pays. Well, plague number cut, then they also disagree regarding a minor. Rav Huna says, Rav Huna holds God la makam as a cut in the chayim. Now, an adult cuts off a minor's pays in the chayim. But let me stop it, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna does not hold this logical to darshan. To Rav Huna, afke kra, bahak, lishn, 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 because since we learn that from this, the wording of lishn, lishn, the mashma, makam, and nikam, that sounds like it's going on the one who's giving and getting the haircut. Remember to say, like Ravada says, wait, if the subject is not liable, so Makam Namipat, the one that's giving the haircut, always can be liable. Dying that is Limigam Migavra al Gavra from the person to the person, I'm actually that he doesn't agree with. Whereas Ravada says, Ravada held, no, why is the Pasuk use that terminology of Lisa Kifa, including both of them, Limimit to say, yeah, if the subject's not liable, Makam Namipat, the one that's giving the haircut, is also going to be exempt. Hilka, that's what he held, go to Makam the cotton part, if adult gives the haircut to the minor, going to be exempt. That's the machlok. It's on 2 points. Now, Venera, the Kaimel and Rav Huna, says it seems that we hold like Rav Huna, lahaloch, that is the Isha Shar Lahak of Kotten, Boaz, the Lagadl. A woman is allowed to cut off a minor's pace, and so to an adult. Why? Because the Sugna, Shas Kabasai, before Kabin Bamatsi, we find the Gemara and Bamatsi, the Fiyar and Bais, saying anonymously like him, because the Gemara says over there, my Ben, what's in between them, and says, Inami, Ishta Amal, Isha Akibla Kotten. If a man says to a woman, cut off the pace of this child for me. But come on, the Gemara says, the Shliach, the agent, Hainu Isha, which the woman, La Baschiva, she's not going to be liable. So Amma, you see, the Isha Mutekas Lahakim Lakatan, the Ravuna, that a woman has a lot of cut off the pace of a minor, like Ravuna. And the Nakat Isha Mala Isha, the fact that says, a woman, not a man, Mashmanami, it sounds like also the Isha Makam Lakatan Chab, but if it was a man cutting with the pace of a child, he would be Chab, and I'm grabbing that's like the other point of these 2 points of Ravuna. Now, the truth is, Rav Mutl Nema Hazan, what it could have said over there, Isha Mala Isha, that a man said to a woman, Hagifila Gadl, not just cut off the pace of a child, but even cut off the pace of a gull, a gadl, given the Sugya Azkar like we're proving because it's going like Rav Huna. Ella, but the reason is Hagadol Yabba Shemaya La Shatekiven. It's just that Nadal's not going to agree to listen to her to have his pays cut off from her because he will be liable. Of a cut, but a mind lambar macho who is not someone who we promoted the blah blah orange, not liable of a bunch, but therefore they picked the case of a cut. But then it's different to me because they'll have the corner about the makshmakam nikam that he compares the one who's giving the haircut, the one who's getting the haircut. If the one who's getting is exempt, so the one who's giving it, but I mean, who did not nikam lamakam? Then you compare it the other way too, also. Compare the one who's getting the haircut, the one who's giving the haircut. I mean, maybe you should say, kolecha the makam labachiba, where the one who's giving the haircut is not liable, nikam namah, for the one who's getting the haircut is also exempt. And therefore, you should be allowed to get your haircut cut off your payas from the non Jewish barber, because he's exempt, so the subject should also be exempt. And this is something he says, no, ravada makam nikam makashina. No. We compare the one who's giving the haircut to the one who's getting the haircut. Because that's the primary liability in the Pasuk Tumah is the one who's getting the haircut. That's according to the one who's getting the haircut. Remember to say, the one who's getting the haircut is liable. So to the one who's giving it is going to be liable. But who, like Ravad is teaching us, the one who's getting the haircut is not liable. So the one who's going to give the haircut is going to be exempt. But the other way around, if the one who's getting haircut is liable, and even the one who's giving haircut is not liable, us is still forbidden because the cross, like Kushim Akim, if any of the pasuk come to compare the one who's giving haircut, the mishtamei melish laisekibu, which that's being included in the wording of laisekibu, and nikav to the one who's getting haircut. The mashma guvi the pashtei the krub, which sounds like from the simple understanding of the pasuk. Of intzra lahakash guvi the krub, but it's not logical to compare the actual primary subject of the pasuk. I know nikav, which is the one who's getting haircut, lemakav, the one who's giving haircut, lemishtamei melish laama, that's only learned from this wording of laisekibu. Let me go with the krub, and not from the pasuk. That wouldn't be logical to compare the other way too. You should know this is true. If that's not the case, then why does the Gemara say that it pushes away the negative prohibition of cutting the pay is? But you can fulfill both of them. How should keep a cut in the gifts of the Isha? You have a non-Jew give you the haircut. And you're saying that then you wouldn't violate. Obviously, that would still be problematic because you don't make the hackers all the way according to Avada. But then there's a time you can say, Rav Huna, according to the Makash Makam, that does not compare when it's giving the haircut, the one's getting the haircut. And that Rav got the Nigla Rachiba, that even though the one's getting the haircut is not liable, like a child, we said, Machai Makam, the one's giving haircut, it's going to be liable. Okay, if that's the case, the Makam is Abdi Kacham Lachai. If you give a haircut to a non Jew, you should be Chayim. Come on, Makam Lachat, when you give a haircut to the child. And Matechel Lachal, so that's pushing it to differentiate and say, no, Mashim, come us Lachal, because the child is going to one day come to the obligation when he's by mitzvah. No, because the Hashemi Labachiba, right now he's not obligated. And the reason Rav Huna is not dependent on this, you don't compare the one who's giving it to the one who's getting it. Because even if you give it to a non-Jew, you should be liable as a Jewish barber for cutting a face. But the Rav said, "Pierce Rav in the pants." The Yeshua would say, "No." It says in the pasuk, "The corners of your heads, Israel koykrat, going in the Jewish people, not going in non-Jews." But what you still have to look into is b'makav as isha. If a Jewish man cuts off the corners of the side locks of a woman, according to Rav Huna, we'd be liable just like by a cotton or not. That's a size in Tzarchim. Next is Master begin words of the Gemara that Lafichin and Malaysia Kifu, since it says Lisa Kifu, they did not cuff the payas, Yochav and Tzarchim, and you would think it would be by Mitzvah has to cut off all of Yiran's body. That would be liable for cutting off the payas. That's what Tamil Lemon Rashi, that's what the extra word Rashi, even though it says all the Yiran's body has to take over, it says especially his head to say that, he's allowed to cover his payas, which when the Gemara is trying to say that this is machlekes tanoim, if a kafah is kalorish machkafah or not, so Taisa explains because Tzalka Tadi Chashik Gemara understands right now the Minna did based on logic, it's a kra. We didn't need a pasuk lemitzvah to say that kafah that the mitzvah say matzar overrides negative prohibition from cutting of pays because the af lav hashem b'koil because even a universal lav kimlan we know is the Marav Ranchberg adds in the words that the dachim and stoicha we know es seid dechalaisin and the kamash malan rather this is the main chiddush that the pasuk is teaching us is that kafah is kalorish machkafah. That there is an isser here at all, that there's a prohibition that you're violating this of cutting and paste. And that we need to tell you that even so, but that's what the primary thing is coming to teach us, and that would be telling us that kafah is kalorish ma'akav according to this now.